Welcome to my dad's show.
Love you.
Peek-a-boo! Peek-a-boo!
Welcome to the Character Chronicles Prediction Thursday, the People Show, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, and I got a very special guest today, Desiree Character. Can you say hi to the fine folks at home?
Hi.
You say go Big Red?
Go Big Red.
Can you throw the bones?
Throw the bones.
And blow a kiss. We're raising them right in this house. You might notice she's got a Nebraska leotard on, and if you're a gymnastics parent or fan, or gymnast yourself, you'll notice it's a little bit big, but that's because we had the opportunity to go watch the Nebraska gymnastics team practice this past week. I actually got to talk to the girls, and Desiree got to climb the rope. She got to do the beam. She got to do a whole bunch of stuff with the gymnastics team. Was that a lot of fun? And they gave her a Leo, the smallest one they had, and they said, grow into it. She's actually not that far off. But anyways, all right, should we talk a little Nebraska, Colorado football? Yeah. All right. Let's do it. All right. So there's three keys to this game as far as how I see it. First, defensively. Whoever wins the turnover battle is going to have a huge edge in this game. Let's be honest. The Huskers, the Blackshirts forced 5 turnovers in the first game. If they don't do that, we don't win. Here's the thing. Colorado has 0 turnovers, and they forced 4 Colorado State turnovers in their first game. And honestly, that's the only reason they won. They got outplayed and outperformed. Kind of similar to what you could say South Alabama did to Nebraska at times. The difference was the turnovers. 9 combined turnovers between these two teams in their season openers. Whoever wins the turnover battle is going to have a huge leg up in this game. Number 2, offensively. Neither offense looked great. Now, Colorado's offense put up a lot more yards than Nebraska's did, but neither offense looked great. Neither offense executed well. Bottom line, which offense is going to execute? Who's going to actually execute and who's going to execute better? Who's going to improve the most from week 1 to week 2? Both teams gave up more first downs than they produced in their season openers. Both teams were outgained. Both teams were kind of outperformed by non-Power 5 teams when it comes to the offensive side of the football. Obviously, the Blackshirts represented. Special teams did some good things on our end. The offense has some improvements. We need that. But who's going to improve and execute better going into week 2? Last but certainly not least, the penalty battle, because both these teams also had more penalties than their opponents. Whoever wins the turnover battle defensively, whoever wins the penalty battle is a team, and whichever offense actually executes better is going to win this game. Now, real quick, let's get into our predictions. My prediction is this. Colorado's defense just might be the perfect remedy for Nebraska's offense. If you missed my Tuesday show, I talk about why Nebraska's offense could specifically bounce back against this Colorado defense. If you missed that show, go back and check it out. Also, go back and check out my interview with Eric Lee Jr., who had 2 interceptions and took a pick 6 to the house last Saturday. Check that out. That went up yesterday. But Colorado's defense could be the perfect remedy for this Nebraska offense. The Blackshirts, I feel, the Huskers' defense is just a little bit better to maybe quite a bit better than the Colorado defense. I think that's going to be the difference. And I still have a score and a few amount of points on them as well. I just think our defense is going to hold their offense down a little bit more. I have an overtime in a close game, in a thriller, much like last year, only with the right team winning. I have Nebraska winning 34-31 in overtime. What's your prediction, Desiree?
I thought you.
Her prediction is Nebraska 35. It's written down here. Colorado 27. All right. As you know, every year I have a competition with my family. Who's going to get more picks right throughout the year? As of right now, we're all undefeated. So we all get a belt. All right. We'll see who starts off 1-0 next week, each and every prediction Thursday. One of my kids joins me. And thank God they look like their mom. All right, until next time, go Big Red, and always remember...
Go Big Red. Red the bell. See you next time.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.